This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The Black Friday and July event from Dell Technologies is here with great offers on trusted technology. You'll also discover huge deals on new AI-ready laptops like the Dell 14 Plus, featuring Intel Core Ultra processors starting at $699.99. Save on top accessories, plus enjoy fast, free shipping and other benefits. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's go!
Take it by the captain! Second home run today.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
First pitch to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is crushed. Here comes Lux with the winning run, and the Reds walk off with a series victory over the Padres.
Earlier on the show, ESPN NBA reporter Dave McMenamin. Coming up, Jaguars linebacker Joshua Hines-Allen. Legendary Hollywood producer Jerry Bruckheimer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. It's the Rich Eisen Show, hour number two on the air. Great chat with Dave McMenamin, who was telling us what his read of the Rich Paul statement on behalf of LeBron, what it really means. And he's shrug emojiing just like everybody else. If you missed it, don't worry. There's our YouTube channel. There's lots to talk about over the next 2 hours as well. We re-air on the Roku Sports channel as well. The legendary producer, his new movie, F1, the movie, is in theaters near you right now. Jerry Bruckheimer in studio in hour number three. But joining us once again, we're going to do this on the regular. He did it last year, and he's back here on the Rich Eisen Show, one of the best pass rushers in the business, entering his seventh season in the National Football League. Let's get this right. The seventh overall pick of the 2019 draft, Josh Hines-Allen of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you. How are you? I'm doing great.
How's life?
Life is life. Kids are growing.
Okay. Training camp's around the corner.
I'm excited about that one. I think it's going to be a really good one.
Okay.
Good competition. Ready to work.
Okay. Let's before we do all that, did you bring your hyperbaric chamber with you to Los Angeles, California?
I'm actually going to one tomorrow.
There you go. Remember our conversation
last year.
Yep. I think you brought one to London, right?
Yeah, back to London.
Are you going to do that again this year?
Most likely. I don't bring it. They're already out there, so we just kind of set it up.
The Brits have their own chambers.
Okay. Yeah, this gets a little hot. Okay. You know, the AC kind of.
Okay.
Can only be in there
when
so
you
long.
Said you're, you think it's going to be a good training camp, why do you feel that way? What do you think?
I love the energy that we have this year. I feel like, you know, for the organization, consistency has probably been the most, you know, up and down throughout the years. But I feel like this year, it just feels. I mean, everybody's going to say it feels different, but from being where I was at in this organization, I think the coaching staffs, you know, I think everybody that we brought in from the coach staff has been awesome thus far. Throughout the challenges that we've, you know, competed with every single day, they've been level-headed, competitive, want the best out of everybody, demanding, but also knowing that it's going to take a village to get to where we need to get to, and I think they have the patience. But they also have the assertiveness to get it done, get it out of us right now.
First things first, though, let's just hit the Wayback Machine a little bit here. Were you surprised that Doug Peterson was let go? Were you surprised about that?
Was I surprised? That's what we need to change with our organization is just, and I think we're in the process of doing that. I think this is a good coaching staff that can kind of build on and kind of continue to lead forward. And I think if we just get more consistency throughout the whole organization,
yes,
I think we can continue to keep building on successes that we've had. And I think, you know, hopefully this is the right go-round. You know, I'm going to go out there and do the best I can to play for Coach Liam. And my surprise, at the end of the day, you get surprised. Jalen Ramsey got traded to Steelers for Minka Fett. It's a business at the end of the day. You know, I love Coach Peterson. Coach Peterson, he was awesome, and wishing him but the best.
Sure. So what can you tell me, or you're willing to share, about the message that Liam Cohen, you just referred to your new head coach, what is the message that he has delivered already over the first, I guess, 8 weeks mm-hmm. since he's been able to have you in camp, mm-hmm. or 6 to 8 weeks. What has he told you? What's the message?
Competition. It's at an all-time high right now.
People are competing with you. You're not competing for your job, are you?
I got to compete every single day. I got guys coming in, younger guys. I think, if you look at my position, guys are coming in younger, mm-hmm. stronger, faster. So for me, I have to, I'm a dad of three. So I got to really find a way to stay on top and really compete with myself and compete with the others mm-hmm. and push myself. Because again, what are our limits? What is my limit? I don't know. We'll see at the end of it. So every day, that's my motivation. But again, competition, having fun with each other, really just coming out and doing your best every single day. And again, it's not just him. It's all the other coaches that brings their sort of mindset into us and creates that culture of competition, having fun, bringing it every single day, and just doing our best, because we can't be the best team in the National Football League. We just have to work for it.
And it's been bought. It's being bought by your teammates, that what he's selling? It's
yes,
being
sir.
Bought right now?
I mean, you look at the guys that we brought in. Again, it's just, I think everybody in every organization that sits in this chair or mm-hmm. anywhere will say the same thing. I think for us, really buying in for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
When you look at our organization, you see with the past. Okay, the past was the past. The only thing we can worry about is that now and the future. And I think if we get guys to buy into the now and the future, we have a really good team.
Let's talk about the future here for a bit. Josh mm-hmm. Hines-Allen here on the Rich Eisen Show. Where were you draft night?
I was at the draft.
You were at the draft.
I was at the draft.
You were in backstage.
In Nashville. Yep.
Oh, and no,
it was in Nashville.
This year's draft.
Oh, where was I at this year?
This year's draft in Green Bay.
I was home.
You were home.
Yeah, I was at the house.
Did you have any idea the Jacksonville Jaguars were going to trade up to the second overall?
Absolutely
pick?
Not.
What was your reaction?
We just traded up to number two.
Yes. Right.
like it was literally one of those reactions. I was at my house. I know we had pick seven or pick.
Pick five.
Pick five. We
yes,
had
sir.
Pick five.
Uh-huh.
And so I knew we had a little bit of time. So I was just at the house playing with my kids, doing, dad stuff.
Figuring you got about an hour until you're on the clock.
Yeah, yeah. And then my phone just starts blowing up. I'm in a group chat with my financial advisor and another teammate of mine. Mm-hmm. He's like, wow, that was a ballsy move. I was like, huh, what's happening? So then you got to go open up Twitter. So, open up the social medias
right.
And we traded up to number two. I was like, wow. And this is the guy that I felt like, who can help us immediately. I think Travis was the best player in this draft, mm-hmm. hands down. And so to have him on our team now, I can't wait to play with him.
Well, before we get to him, and I want to dive into Travis Hunter in a second, Josh Hines-Allen, is what message does that send to you in year seven and the rest of the veterans?
Go get them.
That they went ahead and did something aggressive
yeah.
like that. What message does that send to you?
I love it. You get what you want, get what you need, mm-hmm. and get who you think is going to put value to our team.
Right.
So that's one of the first things that I've seen in our organizations, that we've done, that we haven't done, really. To trade, I know we traded up a couple of years ago to get Devin Lloyd to get back into the first round, mm-hmm. so that was cool. But to trade from five to two to get the best player, I feel like that was on the board. It speaks value for what we have building in our organization. I think James has done a wonderful job. I think Tony's doing a wonderful job. And I think just him, all three of them together, I think they're going to bring a type of synergy that can just coop us and make us an organization, get guys in here that's willing to compete, willing to buy in, and who wants it for not only themselves but for their team.
You're referring to James Gladstone, the new general manager, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, is only a couple of years older than you.
Yeah,
he's like an age peer, man.
Yeah, he's a good evaluator of talent. I feel like
He comes from the Rams, sort of like Liam Cohen as well. Mm-hmm. And so you're bringing a certain, like, if they're bringing what we're seeing here in Los Angeles from Les Snead and obviously Sean McVay, it's pretty big shoes to fill. But it's a certain mentality that where you're, if for lack of a better phrase, effing some picks to try and get mm-hmm. the guy that you want. In this mm-hmm. case, you trade a first round pick in next year's draft to get Travis Hunter now. And you mentioned Tony Connie's going to be in this chair tomorrow.
Hey.
So he'll be here tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. Get it ready for Josh Hines Allen. So in terms of Travis, though, mm-hmm. what has he shown you over the first few weeks being in camp, Josh?
I mean, outside of what everybody else sees, you know, when, you know, dancing and having fun outside of there, he's a super competitive player.
How so?
He wants to win. Like, you talking crap. This is the funniest thing I always thought about with Travis. Before we started practicing all this, I'm like, okay, if he's going to play both sides of the ball, mm-hmm. that's awesome. I have the best playmakers on the field at all times. Cool. But how is he going to respond by, you know, talking crap to each other and then having the next day go to that room with him? That was the biggest thing that I felt like.
I haven't thought of that.
He's going to have to challenge. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
right.
you know, when you play with here, everybody wants to challenge him, you know, because we want to see what you're made of. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, you spend a lot of time on the offensive side of the ball. You're going to have some defensive guys want to see what you're about.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a lot of that, had a lot of great competition. I love the competitiveness that he has, but I also love the guys that we got that can talk it and back it up and then prove that, like, this is an everyday thing. And he's stepping up to the plate every time. And then the next day, now you have to go in that same meeting room with those guys and correct what that person did to stop you or what you did to make a play on him. So I always thought that process right there was going to be the funniest thing. But
how is that working out? Like,
I'm not in those meeting rooms.
Really. Okay.
But I know, you know, he comes in. And one another thing I like about what Coach Liam does is, you know, when Travis is playing defense, you know, I go up to him, hey, throw the ball to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, see if he's going to make a play. And then you see that viral clip that he had. It was literally that play. I came up to coach and was just like, bro, throw him the ball. We're trying to see what he can do. Literally, go ball, throw it up, makes a play. And, like, that's why everybody was just so excited on the sideline. And, like, it was a great catch, but it was, you know, you got put on the spot not knowingly, mm-hmm. and you made a play. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just that mindset of, oh, yeah, we got one of those guys that's going to be a playmaker for us.
The thing about that play, and I think, you know, on replay, it would have been incomplete.
But at the moment,
at the moment, everybody thought, at the moment, I thought that was, in fact, a catch and a pick. Yeah. But the thing that I thought was amazing, though, is he turned his head. You know, he didn't make the mm-hmm. contact that you normally see rookies get a flag on mm-hmm. that sort of thing. He was letter perfect in his coverage. And, of course, he also showed the ball hawk ability. That's why he's also a receiver on top mm-hmm. of it. Do you think, Josh Hines Allen, mm-hmm. that this guy in this league mm-hmm. can play major snaps on both sides of the football for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I believe so. I think, what plagues every NFL player or any professional athlete is injuries. I think if he can allow himself to stay healthy and take care of that, get in the hyperbaric machine.
Yes,
right. I think he has a great career ahead of him, both sides of the ball. Again, if he's the best DB, is he the best wide receiver? Who knows? But is he a great playmaker on both sides of the ball?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. And at the end of the day, you know, when you're a team like, you know, us right now, who's in that stage of we have to get it right now, we need the best playmakers on the field at all times. And if he can give you that value, let's do it.
But you've seen the work ethic. You've seen
works.
Okay.
Competitiveness.
Right.
Again, that's, you know, and we've seen a competition between not only him, but it brings out to everybody else because, you know, when you come to the Jacksonville, you're going to notice him. You know, that's the first person you're going to go look for. And then you go, okay, who is he competing against?
Mm-hmm.
And then now that person right there is put on the spot now too. What are you going to do when the camera's on you? And those guys make plays as well. And so I'm excited about our defense, excited about our offense. Again, I think we got a good, aggressive team and an experienced team now. Adding Jordan Lewis, I think Jordan Lewis is a heck of a player. Eric Murray is a heck of a player. So our secondary already got so much better, and then mm-hmm. we added guys up front. Veteran guys, Emmanuel Ogba, Dewan Smoot back. Me and Trey is already in there. Then you have Eric moving to 3-tech. So we got and then our linebacker core has been the same for the last couple of years, so they have the unity in that unit. So on defensively, we got a good, solid group. I love Coach Camp. He's somebody that you want to play for. You know, who brings it, you know, you get the coaches that scream and like kind of like, all right. And then he screams one day and he doesn't scream. No, this dude's intense, but he shows the passion and love that he has for the game and mm-hmm. for us that makes us want to play for him. It makes us want to understand the defense a little bit faster for him. So that's always a good sign. That's always a good trait to have in a coach. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think we're in a good position. I'm ready to maximize off the value that I can bring to this defense and just be the best, you know, defensive player I can be.
And I know you're the hunter, right? You hunt. You hunt mm-hmm. quarterbacks for a living. I understand. Mm-hmm. And you're a player. You're not in the coaching staff. You're not in management. So I that's my long windup to ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
Your best guess on where Travis is going to play mostly, mm-hmm. offense or defense right now, would be what? Seeing what you've seen.
I mean, seeing what I'm seeing right now.
What do you think?
Offense.
You do think so?
I think offense. But again, you know, you stick him on that defensive side of the ball as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's going to make a play. And I think for us, it's just communication. If he can be able to communicate with everybody else in the back end, you know the difference between, you know, if we're in cover one, if we're a man, if we're in cover two, cover three, you know, how do we play those? Do we carry these? And if he can get those basics out of it,
yes.
I think everybody else is going to work with him. And then you have guys up front that are just rushing. So now if we can get to the quarterback in 2-3 seconds and affect the quarterback, mm-hmm. put the ball in the air. You know, let's see if he's going to make a play, which we know he can. So,
listen, I've been saying this from this desk for weeks. I want to see it, but I'm just a fan. I want to see it. I want to see this guy 100 snaps. I want to see him. I want to see him on offense, and mm-hmm. I want to see him on defense. Deion's been on this program multiple times saying, if you're the head coach of Travis Hunter, now his name is Liam Cohen. We now have a mm-hmm. name to that person. So he was saying it throughout the draft process. He was saying, there's no way if you're down by 7, that you're going to be standing there with one of your best defensive players. He would say the best defensive player on your team, with all due respect, standing next to you. And if you're down by 7, you know, if you're up by 7, you're not going to have your best defensive player standing next to you. And if you're down by 7, you're going to have the best offensive player next mm-hmm. to you. Put him out there. Let's see what. And it's not the first time he's tried this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I understand there's a big difference between Big 12 and big time National Football League.
Yeah,
I get it. I get it. But if this is not his first rodeo at trying this whole thing out.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's got to, if he's got a respect from you, that mm-hmm. means he's got his head screwed on straight. It's not like he's expecting this sort of thing. He's working his ass off to get it. That's what it seems like to
and
me.
And again, you know, you have offensive side, you got Brian Thomas Jr. You know, a guy
who's a stud in his own right.
Who guy stepped on the scene last year and did his thing.
Yes.
And you expect the same things to happen again this year. So again, all that burden on that side of the ball doesn't have to be poured on him. Just catch the ball, make some plays.
Right.
Do what you do. Awesome, because you got a number one receiver out here who we know is going to make a lot of plays. And then you go on the other side. You go look at corner one. You got Tyson Campbell, who's been having one of the best camps that I've seen him have.
No kidding.
All year. I mean, since he's been here.
Yes.
And so you have another guy that can travel and can, you know, play the offense's best receiver. So now it's going to put you in a better position to also make plays. So again, you know, the pressure is just for him, obviously, to stay healthy and just to do what you do. You know, you have guys that can take the burden, because that's what we are. We're a team. And I think we're a well-balanced team that can kind of help everybody, especially help him. And we want to help him because, hell, one of the best players and I think he's going to be one of the best players in the National Football League at one point. But right now, you know, it's just all about being the best teammate, and I know he is, and, you know, continue to keep making plays.
What insight can you give me in the few minutes we have left here? Josh Hines-Allen of the Jacksonville Jaguars on the Rich Eisen Show. Insight on Travis, on Trevor Lawrence, mm-hmm. and his relationship with Liam Cohen, and how that might be different than the last, I guess, 18 games of his career. What do you think?
I think what Coach Cohen is doing, I think he's challenging him. Which he challenges everybody else, but obviously he's in the quarterback room every single day. If he calls the plays, he's going to call the plays, you know? So I think, but I also believe that he's challenging him every day to make the right throws, to get the ball out, to do what he does, but also challenging everybody else. We need to run the ball effectively. So that puts more pressure on our offensive line, which I believe that they have accepted the challenge and knowing the situations. It puts more pressure on our running backs. We gotta run the ball, hit the gaps, get leaky yardage, mm-hmm. but also do pass protection when needed. And then that puts tight end. I think Brent Strange is going to be one of the best up-and-coming tight ends.
He had a great year last year when Ingram was not healthy.
He did.
Yeah.
And I expect that to lead again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the receiver. So I think the pieces around Trevor has gotten a lot better. And I think the expectations for everybody else to do their job a little bit better is going to put more pressure on Trevor to excel. And I think Coach Cohen is giving him that push. And, you know, so for us, for Trevor, we just want to see Trevor just go out there and just have fun, you know, do what you do, lead, and take control at the helm, which I know he can be.
What are your expectations for yourself before I let you go? Are you a list maker? Do you have do you put numbers down for your goals? Have you done that yet this year?
I have.
Okay.
I mean,
you want to share them?
For real, it's just, you know, just be the best player I can be. I know when I'm healthy and I know I'm in the right position at all times, I know I can be the best defensive player in the National Football League. So for me, it's just to set that standard each and every day. Mm-hmm. I think the numbers come with the way you expect to play. So for me, it's if I continue to stay healthy. I got three more sacks to break the Jaguars' career record.
Mm-hmm. So you could be the best, the most prolific sacker in the history of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes, sir.
So you're aware of that.
Clearly. Yeah, three more sacks. And I know Tony Brackens well. I broke Calais' record, who was a mentor of mine, who had the single season. So
I
broke
that guy.
His.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge accomplishment for me. And that's something I wanted to do as soon as I stepped foot on.
Yeah.
The grounds in Jacksonville was to break his record. And so, you know, now it's the career. I know what is in stake. But also, you know, I want to do what's best for my team. We need sacks to compete against the best teams. We got Patrick Mahomes on Monday night. You know, we got all these top teams. They're coming into Jacksonville. And, you know, for that, you know, we rely on the offense, but we also rely on the defense. So
okay,
we're ready.
Okay, very good. Last question for you, sir. I need the honest answer. Not like you. You're always honest, so okay. I feel silly for even saying that, but I need the honest answer.
Gotcha.
Has anyone gotten comfortable enough with Coach Liam Cohen in your first few weeks to bring up to him the way he said Duval in his introductory press conference? Has anyone had the gumption to bring this up to him at all yet?
I don't know.
So Duval. You have not.
Duval.
We haven't brought this up yet to him. Nobody.
We're going to bring it. You know what? Since you say that, I'm going to ask him about it.
I think I don't know how you do it. Obviously.
He put a little spice on it.
I think he'd like to turn the page on that. We in the media are having a tough time turning the page on that one.
Again, hey.
But nobody has, from the player side of things, done anything on this front yet.
No. Okay. I actually kind of like it. You know, he stays in the limelight a little bit longer.
Okay.
So that brings him more attention to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, I mean, I think you would like your win total to
and
do
that's
that.
So it's just like we can keep him in training camp on the hot topic.
Yes.
And then once the season starts, we can bring that up.
Sneak it.
And then sneak it in. And so now it's like Duval. But you look at where he's at now. He's coaching one of the best teams in the National Football League. That's the goal.
Okay. Duval.
I laughed.
That's good, man.
I laughed so hard when he said it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Josh,
shook my head a little bit, but I was like, hey, you put a little swag on it. Hey, that's him.
Okay, that's fine. And then then that can be the new way you say it. You know what I mean? Like, then you help him out. No? That's a bridge too far. There's many bridges in Jacksonville.
That's his. It is a lot of bridges.
I know that. So,
Josh, can you give us one?
It's a dang. Now you got me about to say it like that.
All right. So let's remember how you do it. Go ahead.
Duval.
Okay, that's it. Perfect.
Yeah, you got to put a little. Got to put a little bit more. Ooh.
Make that a drop.
Now, I know how it's done. Duval. It's just, you know, I just didn't know if anybody's been able to, in a joking manner, with the new head coach, who's challenging everybody.
Man, he's been locked in. You know,
okay.
You get a lot of, you know, the funny side,
sure,
the unserious side of Coach Cohen. But when we step foot on that field, man, he takes helm and he's taking control, and he wants everything to be what it needs to be. He expects, you know, our expectations are high.
Yes.
For players and coaches as well. So I think he's been all seriousness.
Okay.
But he also does have that joking side with him.
Where
you can communicate with him.
You have to. I mean, you have to in this league. I just know that there's usually some loose joking moments in training camp. I nominate you.
Okay.
I nominate you, mm-hmm. not knowing everyone in that locker room. To be the guy with the needle.
You may have a couple skits when the rookies, you know how the rookies do the rookie skits.
Oh, okay.
So you may have
make
one or
them
two.
Do it. Yeah, that's the veteran move is make the rookie take the garbage from the coach. That's Jock Hines Allen. Yeah. Well, not his rodeo. Let's make this a regular thing.
Let's do it.
Anytime you're in LA, you always have a spot here. I always love talking to you and just finding out what's under your hood and what's going on with the Jacksonville Jaguars in Duval County. I wish you the best of luck in the season and enjoy the final weeks of your vacation, if you will.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Josh Hines Allen right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Overreaction Monday on a Monday coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
What if I told you you can take you and your family and your friends to the ballpark with such low price tickets, you can invest more in buying food and drinks, merchandise, and easily, on top of all of it, get a larger group to come with you? That's where Game Time Tickets comes in, the official ticketing partner of The Rich Eisen Show. Browse through that Game Time app and automatically you'll see features that become your favorites. Last minute tickets, zone deals. You see views from all seats in the venue. Lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection. And the best part about it is you see your entire total up front, so no surprise fees hit you at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem our code EISEN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Number 5, we're now at the top 5 my power rankings of NFL quarterback birthday parties I'd prefer to attend. Number 5 is Josh Allen. Let's go hang out with Josh Allen.
Yes.
I don't know what this is photographs from. Is it from a murder mystery party or
that
something
looks
like that?
Like Halloween?
I don't know, but let's go hang out with Josh Allen. All right, number 4 in the list. Who wouldn't want to go to Tom Brady's birthday
party? I thought that would be number 1. Yeah.
No.
Single Tom Brady, bro?
Single Tom Brady.
Tom Brady on a boat.
Yeah.
And it's on his cheat day.
With no kids?
It's one day he's drinking, too.
So we're okay.
All right?
Okay.
Tom Brady's
number 3 for me.
Number 3 on this list. Who wouldn't want to go say happy birthday to Joe Burrow?
Oh, you're
smoking cigars, chilling out. Look at Joe.
Come on
now. Joe Burrow's throwing her birthday party. I'm going, and everybody on the RSVP list is going, too.
Oh,
number 2 quarterback birthday party I would want to attend is Jimmy Garoppolo's birthday party.
Yes.
You bet.
Yes.
You bet.
How is that not number 1?
Because you know Tom's going to be there, and you just, I'll stand in the corner and look, and it'll be creepy. I'm not going to lie. It'll be creepy.
There'll be some birds at that.
It'll be creepy.
Oh, my God.
But Jimmy Garoppolo.
I mean, Tufo, you're kind of women at that party.
I wouldn't be able to go to Jimmy Garoppolo's birthday party because Susie would say, I'm going. You're home. Okay?
The pigeons will be clucking.
And then number 1, atop my power rankings list of quarterback birthday parties I would like to attend of an NFL quarterback birthday party, hands down, number 1, Gardner Minshew. Period. End of story. It's not just starting quarterbacks. I said NFL quarterback. Number 1, Gardner Minshew. Fun times on our program. It was great with Josh Hines Allen, man. I just love talking to
great dude.
You know, competitors and NFL players through and through, giving you an idea of what it's like to be a professional. And he is a pro's pro, man. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. I love hearing how I How many times have we talked about Travis Hunter here?
Oh,
right?
Every
nonstop.
All the time.
Nonstop.
Why would you not?
Since the turn of the year, yeah. Obviously, when it was obvious he was, you know, the Heisman Trophy winner coming into the NFL draft, I didn't even think about what it would be like for him to talk trash.
Nope.
In his own practices to the defensive backs that he is attempting to beat and in practice. And then have to go to that meeting room later on that day.
I can't believe we never thought
he
about
he doesn't
that.
Strike us as a trash talker.
Yeah, that's the other
that's
thing,
why.
Too. Yeah.
He's a really nice kid who doesn't really have that type of on-field attitude.
But
you, it'll come out.
We're talking about a competitor in the NFL alpha male world.
He's a dog, though, for
that
sure.
Apparently, if he's talking smack, having beaten a corner and put on tape for the coaches... Something that is exposable that he did to expose. And then he has to stroll into that room and watch that tape of him torching his teammate. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, we never touched
and
on
how
that
is he
subject.
Going to handle that? And what's he going to do? And Josh Hines-Allen seems to think it's not a problem.
No. Yeah, that's for them to figure out.
I guess.
Exactly. Stop letting me torch you.
Yeah.
And then he's... Gotta do the same, like shut down a wide receiver.
Him and BT going
right,
in.
Right?
And then go into
the same time.
And then go into that meeting room and watch that tape with them. I never thought of that.
Travis Hunter should have his own Hard Knocks. Just Travis Hunter Knocks.
Hunter I mean, Knocks. Travis Knocks.
By the way, Rich, last Saturday at Fanatics Fest.
Trying to figure this out.
You know,
somewhere good idea.
Constance Schwartz, one of our favorites, Constance Schwartz Marine, is thinking, like,
that's a
good idea.
Rich, did you
on
get-
Prime. Like, that'll follow up Coach Prime on Amazon.
Right.
You know?
Did you get a chance to talk to him at Fanatics Fest?
I did not. He was he was there, and he had some people standing right in front of
pretty,
him. He was already protected.
I thought I saw you near him, but there were
no,
so many
I never
people
got a chance to speak with him, which
him,
is too bad. I spoke with everybody, but not him. But hopefully we'll get him on the show once the training camp season
hits. Oh, without question.
100 snaps, Coach Cohen. I want 150 on offense, 50 on defense, and see how he can take it. And then I told you that Monday night against the Chiefs, Josh Hines-Allen mentioned that, right? Didn't he just mention that game out of all the other games?
Yeah, yep.
Because it's on a Monday night. I think it's their only nationally televised appearance that's scheduled right now. At night, obviously, there's the London game, against the Rams. Speaking of, the Rams organization, that's going to be a fascinating game in Wembley. But Jacksonville has that game and the Kansas City game, and everything else is just straight up.
That's a
Sunday at 1 or in the late window on a Sunday. Everything else, you're going to have to go get your Sunday ticket to watch the Jacksonville Jaguars outside of the market of Duval.
Duval.
No. Good chat right there with Josh Hines-Allen.
Duval.
It's a Monday.
Uh-oh. You know what that means.
Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Reaction
Mondays.
Monday.
On a Monday. Christopher.
Today's Monday. Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing?
Everybody good? Except it's morning here, but it's not weird at all.
4 days in a row.
Well, where people are listening.
Okay, sounds good.
10:30 might be afternoon.
Sounds good.
Guys, the Steelers are all in.
Uh-oh.
It's true.
Steelers are all in.
Yes, sir.
They're going for it. And the head coach quarterback duo under the most pressure this year is, without a doubt, Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers.
Now, you understand I always view pressure as, is this the end of the line?
Yes, for both of them.
I don't know about that for Tomlin.
I mean, the fans wanted him out years ago.
I don't. Do you think the Rooney's?
maybe that's been their problem. They're not listening to it enough.
I think Rodgers knows it's his last chance, but I don't think that puts pressure on him. I understand.
How could it not?
I don't know the way his mind works, obviously. But I understand from the outside looking in, we would be saying that. I always view pressure under that. If you say, like, you must win a Super Bowl,
They have to win a playoff game, otherwise
shows like this will talk about it. Then it'd be hard pressed to find another.
I'd be willing to say if they don't win a playoff game, then Mike Tomlin, it might be over in Pittsburgh.
But they are all in. Let's put it that way. I'll call this an overreaction for the moment. They are all in. You want to bring up here what you mentioned off camera?
Sure. And I'm not the only one to bring this up.
I'm sure you're not. Go ahead.
I saw Diana Rossini post something about it. You know, they acquire Jalen Ramsey, and he gets a raise, seemingly.
$1.5 million to give him 26 on the year.
Whereas they got a guy who apparently is the face of their franchise, but he's not there because they won't give him a new deal.
Well, it's not they won't.
In TJ Watt.
Well,
they won't. They haven't yet.
They haven't yet. That's correct. And again, I will just say this again. Nothing disrupts a locker room more than somebody who jumps the line and gets paid before somebody who's been there a long time waiting to get paid.
I'd be pretty pissed today if I was TJ Watt.
Unless he knows they just got this team better to win something for him too. And I know in my soul, in my heart, do I know because I've spoken to somebody? No. They're going to pay TJ Watt. They're going to pay TJ Watt something commensurate with his abilities to keep him a Steeler happy and for the rest of his career. I would be absolutely stunned if they play footsie with this guy. It's just not midnight yet. They're getting everything in a row, and they have added players to win one not only right now for Rodgers, but win one with TJ Watt. He is a massive piece, if not the most important piece of this puzzle. It's going to happen. It just hasn't happened yet. That's the way the business goes. And that might even add a few more dollars and cents to his bottom line. Wherever he is, I hope he is enjoying his time off. Because when it's time to get paid, he will. I would be stunned otherwise. What else, Chris?
July 23rd, Steelers' first day of training camp.
I hear you.
Me and TJ's birthday. Is he there, TJ Watt?
If I have to say, what's more likely?
That's the part of
the training. Will it be done in time for training camp? That I can't tell you. That one I don't know. Because it could be one of those things where he is there because they're close enough. And that's the way it should go. If it doesn't go that way, then I'd be surprised in that respect.
Okay.
They don't need it. They don't have to have it. Like, let's go. We saw what happened with the Niners last year, where so much stuff was left up for grabs. And then that was part of the reason why everything went south.
Yeah.
What else, Chris?
Let's stay in the AFC North. I saw a few interesting items from Cleveland, Ohio. Our friend Mary Kay Cabot.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson might be ready to practice by October, guys.
Oh, my God.
And
how many more people can be in the quarterback
room? He's taking Shador under his wing, according to another report. Okay. I like those vibes. Deshaun Watson's going to start a game for the Browns this year.
That's crazy. No.
He's also their best option at quarterback, let's be honest.
I guess. Let me just put it this way. If this guy comes back with Kevin Stefanski, can we figure out a way where he plays what Stefanski wants to call? Or at least that appears to be the issue, is that his style of play and Stefanski's doesn't totally vibe.
Yeah.
But this is crazy.
It's a long season.
It's a long season, and if the season goes south, you're going to start some of these kids anyway just to see if that's a tire kick for the future. But I don't blame him for wanting to be in the mix. They just hired two new youngins and got Kenny Pickett, too. So if I'm him, I'm raising my hand and putting people under my wing and say, I'm a valuable member of this franchise. Don't forget me.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't forget him.
Shocked to see that.
I'm sure they don't forget him in the office of accounting. And they're cutting checks.
Every other Friday, yeah. Like, what? This guy again?
Oh, yeah, Deshaun Watson's on the team still.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, all right, let's switch gears a little bit, NBA here. We were talking about to start the show with Dave and all the mystery. I think LeBron's going to end his career for someone other than the Lakers.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
No.
I don't. I think he likes... I think he likes it here as well. He should. I think his family likes it here as well. They should. But if he, I wouldn't be surprised if he finishes that one last year with one of the teams he played for, if they can win it all one last time, one last go around of it. If he looks around and he's like, this ain't it with the Lakers. It's not working out. I tried everything.
Even in the next couple of weeks, do you think Cleveland is in a better situation than LA to win a title next year, or Dallas, or another team in the East, Atlanta? You know?
Well, Atlanta? I don't know about that. If he feels, and he's given it the old college try for all these years in Los Angeles, and it doesn't, and Father Time is ticking, and, you know, his family would like him to retire. Who knows? I don't know. Who the hell knows? But he certainly looked real happy at Fanatics Fest. He did not look like he had a care in the world, man.
And by the way, everybody was happy there, though.
By the way, I know, true. I know that. That's the way I would live life if I'm LeBron James anyway, right? But I can't sit here and say, no, why would he go anywhere else?
Boy, he's only got one or two, three max.
Hey, there he is.
Look at him.
There's my boy, my nephew Jack. Great time with Fanatics Fest.
That was so awesome.
That was great. It would have been even better if you were in the room.
I was hanging out with The Undertaker. Let me tell you.
Okay. I was watching a no-hitter in the 90-degree, 95-degree.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
All right.
Nor would I begrudge him.
Me neither. How about this one? This team has been making a lot of nice moves this offseason so far. Trade for Kevin Durant. Bring back Fred VanVleet and Jabari Smith. They got Sengun.
On the launching pad, if you will.
The Rockets are the favorite to win the Western Conference.
That's, dude. Come on. Like,
jeez.
Is that thunder slander? Is that what it is?
Did they really impress you this year?
Oh, my God.
Like, their run, was it really that great?
Bro.
Who did they actually beat in the playoffs?
Oh, my God.
And they got the Pacers in the finals. I mean, come on.
He just dropped the who have they really beat.
What are we doing?
Yeah. I'm just a 4-win team.
I've realized at 10:41 that is a skill, man. That is a skill.
It is a skill. Trust me, I have all of our competitors, for the lack of a better phrase, on a TV screen in front of me here. And some of the topic bars I see, I'm like, damn, that is a skill. That is a skill to try and pretzel twist your way into a conversation that might engage.
The only thing I'll give him, though, if I may,
hey, Kevin Durant,
it's impressive,
is the fact that we've seen a different champion every year.
It's been 7 years in a row.
I mean, statistically speaking,
DEI titles.
DEI titles.
Wow. Listen, the Rockets are equipped. They are set up. They have a lot going for them. They can win it. But the Thunder didn't lose a soul. They're not going to. What are they doing?
I know, but like, do they really blow your socks off? Like, come on.
What else, Chris? You got one more?
All right, a couple baseball before we wrap this up. TJ, man, I'm sorry, bro.
Baseball's over.
The Mets have lost 13 of 16.
I noticed.
They're going to completely miss the playoffs.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
I think that's an overreaction.
I don't think that's an overreaction right now. I don't know.
Is I mean, what is going on, bro?
I mean, we were balling and Soto wasn't balling. What now is Soto's going on? Balling and we're not balling. I don't know.
Maybe he's the problem.
I'm not going to go there. I'm just thinking that he's, you know, hey, Yankees are coming into that outpost of Queens where you can get really confused where you are if it's not New York City like it is. I mean,
only one game up in the wild card, TJ.
The Yanks have four against Toronto, which is just three games behind them in the standings. I'm taking a look at the National League wild card standings right now. Yeah,
they're one up.
I don't know. The Mets are one up on San Diego. There's the Giants and the Reds.
Reds are coming on.
Almost got a no-hitter on the day Tito Francona showed up here. Almost the ultimate Rich Eisen show bump. Yeah.
Chase Burns and Fenway tonight.
Dodgers are doing it.
By the end of the day in October, one guy might be looking at the Bronx saying, oh, man, I wish.
Hey, you're back on this.
Oh, I haven't left it.
You were quiet for about three months.
I have not left it. And the Yankees' June has been
mediocre.
To say the least.
Boo-delicious.
All All right, Mike, your attempted AIing yourself and thus all of us may have been a massive flop sweat failure.
Fuck, I didn't sweat at all.
But
I look great.
But
I did sweat at the gym.
But it did inspire others on our staff.
I like this.
Sean Mitchell, who's much better at this than you,
I mean,
decided to place into the artificial intelligence machinery all of us as a 70s athlete. Imagine us as a 1970s athlete. I haven't seen any of these. I didn't even know Smitch was spending his time doing this, but thank you in advance, Smitch. Oh, I'm first up. Let's see. Wow.
That is tremendous. Royal Tenenbaums right there, man.
Yeah, like Bobby Riggs meets... I've got a Brian Cox look to me, right?
A little Cranston. Like,
Little Cranston. In there with the hair and the headband.
Wooden racket.
Is that a squash racket? That's not even a tennis racket.
Breaking Point. You know, would be the name of this show.
Old style.
All right. I like to read Bobby Riggs' viewpoint.
Okay. You should dress like that.
Rich, that looks good.
Yeah.
Who's next up?
Oh.
Chris Brockman. Who are you as a 70s athlete? Oh, let's see what we got here. Oh, okay. Mutton chops as a Red Sox.
I'm not going to lie. I like that.
I like that. Over there.
It's a very Gordon Thomas look.
I could look like that. I could grow mutton chops.
Do that.
It's a very very Dick Tidrow. If it was just a mustache. It's a very Gordon Thomas look. I kind of like it. George the Boomer Scott. I remember back in the day had Dick something similar. T.J. Jefferson. What would you look like if you were a 1970s athlete? Here we go. All right.
That is so good.
Top rope.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. What do you think, Teach?
That's singlet?
You got a singlet?
What is your name?
Your name? Ron Simmons meets.
What is your name, man?
This is Bearcat. This is the Big Two Jiggy. This is.
I like it.
Big T Mac.
Smitch, well done, man.
I mean, oh, my God. That is great. Wow. I'm actually scared.
Have you ever had an afro like that?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Wow.
All right.
I'm scared.
Mike Del Tufo. Mike Del Tufo, if he was a 70s athlete.
I don't even want to know.
There we go. A bowler, Mikey D, with a very, I don't know, you've got like a Gene Shalit, Elliot Gould.
What's
going on here?
But the cigar is amazing.
Danny DeVito.
And a little stash.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Who do you think you are? I am Mike Del Tufo. I like it.
I can beat McCracken. I'll take him down.
That is Sean Mitchell.
Oh my God.
Content, artificial intelligent content.
See, stupid idea AIC, I came up with. REP. It expanded. Yeah. I like it.
See, you started it. Started the ball rolling. Hey, John, that's all that matters.
By the way, it's getting better as we go.
Yeah, it's because other people are doing it.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not like you're improving.
No.
That was great.
You did your job. Mike, now step aside.
Who is the best?
I like TJ.
I think I'm clearly fourth.
I like TJ.
I got to say.
I like you, Rich.
And Bobby Riggs?
Yeah. Breaking Point.
Okay.
TJ's is number one.
TJ's definitely number one.
I think TJ's is number one.
Look at that right there.
That scares me. I mean, I would jump out of the ring.
Put your folding chairs
just
away.
Unbelievable.
People. Fantastic.
The JYD.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network.
You want some developing news here?
I would appreciate it.
What did the Cowboys do?
Adam Schefter, minute ago, tweets out.
Here it comes.
It's not breaking.
And Maria, I see.
I just want to play a drop.
It's developing. Sources in recent weeks, multiple teams have been discussing whether they can trade for Steelers standout T.J. Watt, who skipped the team's most recent minicamp. Pittsburgh hasn't shown a willingness to deal Watt so far, but he's unhappy with his contractual situation, and sources believe outside team interest is likely to increase given today's trade.
I know that's exactly against what I said in Overreaction
Monday.
And
then Dan Orlovsky replied to it, what is going on?
What's going on is negotiations, man. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. It's a negotiation.
You think Jerry gets on the phone, TJ?
It's a negotiation.
Due diligence. You should.
Let me just say something.
TJ and Micah?
There is less pie.
All of these moves that the Steelers have made, every last one of them is a an egg in the 2025 basket. Every last one of them. And the last thing the Steelers are going to do is trade away T.J. Watt. They're going to pay him. He's going to get his money. He will be in the Ring of Honor. He's going to be in all of that, whatever the hell they have there. I don't even know if they have a Ring of Honor. He's going to be one of the all-time great Pittsburgh Steelers. He's going to the Hall of Fame, all of that stuff. He deserves every accolade. And whatever negotiation that's happening right now that might not be going well, to the point that somebody is letting this out there.
I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like it.
Exactly. You just got ingredients to the hot dog. That's what that I'm so sure of this. Obviously, you never know. And Dan Orlovsky may be proven right.
Never say never, but never.
May say when it's at the end of the day, like, what is going on?
Yeah, here? What is going on?
It runs completely counter to everything the Steelers have done to this point, period.
But this offseason has kind of been, you know, them going against type.
Yeah.
No, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that they've gone against type or not, and this would be another instance of them going against type. It makes zero sense. 0.0 full Blutarsky sense of saying, we're waiting for Aaron Rodgers till the last second. It makes no sense to go ahead and acquire 30-year-old Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay in free agency and get Jonnu Smith for another pass catcher for Aaron Rodgers. It makes zero sense to do all that and not figure out T.J. Watt in a way. Honestly, it's just posturing. And it may suck. I said in the last segment that T.J. Watt should just go and enjoy himself. Trust me, I have been in a situation before where I'm like, why is my employer making me sweat this out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Why is my ultimate situation in my life that I'm so closely identified with, my professional and personal life so tied together, why is this so damn tough? Shouldn't this be easier? Haven't I proven what I've done? I've honestly, Susie, if she's sitting at home right now, you know, on a Zoom or doing whatever work she's doing, or she's driving around right now and she's hearing this, she's nodding her head. She has heard me say these things. And she has talked me off ledges. And she has basically come just like, chill. You know, while maybe turning around saying, what is wrong with these people? Anyway, right? I have been through it. And it sounds like T.J. Watt may be in that moment right
now. Yeah. And your instincts are usually, you know, always dead on with this. I'm just saying, this is kind of weird.
I get it.
It's weird.
I get it. But there's, you know, just like we found out back in the day with the contract for Deshaun Watson being fully guaranteed, the Browns threw a massive stone in the pond of the National Football League with ripple effects that wound up with Myles Garrett getting $40 million a year, which is, I think, way more than what the Steelers were potentially planning they'd have to compete with.
Yeah. And Cowboys, too.
I understand that. But it would run completely counter to everything that they have done to win now and this season for Aaron Rodgers, potential one season in Pittsburgh, to not have T.J. Watt on the field and wrapped up and signed with him happy. Hour three coming up, Jerry Bruckheimer in studio.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Inside the opening 45 seconds. What a goal! With that cannon of a left foot.
All even at one.
Never miss a game.
What a start for the United States.
Shot from distance. What a goal!
Never miss a moment.
Exquisite from the San Diegan.
Can he finish? Yes, he can!
Yeah! The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.